It's time for Waseca Blue Jay Basketball on Crew Country 92.1 FM, brought to you by Federated Insurance, Ameriprise Financial, Demel Ford, Mediacom, Landmark Real Estate, iWealth Investment Centers, Snap Fitness, Paston Present Antiques, and Remax Masters. Now to the court, here's Don White with the call.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Fairmont as we get set for round two of Section 2AA, the South Subsection. Your Blue Jays against a familiar opponent, the JWP Bulldogs. Don White along with Dale Kuyath as we're getting ready to go. Jays come in with a record of 17-10. The Jays, in their opener, they knocked off Blue Earth Area 92-53. They got off to a rather slow start, and then, boom, they exploded, and it was all over. The Jays, they were led by Laird Keaton with 17, Demarius at 14, Onstead with 14, Holscher with 14. The Jays, who shot about 52% from the field, and Coug, they were 15 of 36 from three-point range that night. They outshot Blue Earth, 71 total shots to 48. You're usually going to do okay there. Demarius had 15 assists that night, which was tremendous. And Andrew Robrand had 9 rebounds. So it was just a good effort. And like I said, it took them a while to warm up, but when they did, it was an avalanche, and it was impressive to watch.
Yeah, I think the shooting percentage for the game is just amazing, because you had them like 4 for 18 at the start of the game. It was like, oh no, are we going to have one of those nights? And then all of a sudden, as the game of basketball can often, it just turned and everything started going in.
And kind of the thing, don't you think, Coug, is the Jays for about the last 2 weeks have had continuity. Nobody's been gone. Nobody's been injured. Nobody's been sick. I mean, it's, you know, are they at their peak? I don't know, but it's probably the best that they've been, right?
Yeah, I think so, and we've really enjoyed the last two games. They put a little full court pressure on, and it's really seemed to pick up from the slow starts and get them going.
So you look at the rest of the section. By the way, Lake Crystal Walker Memorial absolutely dismantled Maple River. What was the final score? They beat them by, I think, 35. There was run time at the end, just to let you know. It was a dismantling. So Lake Crystal Walker Memorial, they'll be there Monday at 8 o'clock at Minnesota State Mankato. Of course, this is the other half of the subsection. In the north half, Belle Plaine was really on top of Le Sueur Henderson last report we got, so it looks like they moved on. And your team, Glencoe Silver Lake, is playing MVL at the same time we are here. So that's what's happening in Section 2AA. It gets interesting now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. Lake Crystal, we don't want to look past this game by any means.
No.
Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial really has a nice team. They have 5 senior starters. They bring in 2 sophomores off the bench. And those are basically the 7 that play.
Yeah.
They move the ball from side to side. They can get it inside. They can hit outside. And their defense is fabulous. They're on you. And Seth mentioned the last time we played them that it just didn't seem like we could get off a shot the second half. And I can believe it
now
because Maple River couldn't get off shots against them. They really play great man-to-man defense. So if we're fortunate enough to get a shot against them, we will have to solve some things in a hurry.
Yeah, it will be very, very tough. Whomever has to play them. Hopefully it's us. But, it's going to be a pretty tough road to hoe. But let's concentrate on this one first against JWP. And we'll talk about them in a moment. But right now, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll hear from head coach Seth Anderson, the Waseca Blue Jays, next. Back in 30 seconds, this is Waseca Blue Jay Basketball.
Since the turn of the century, Federated Mutual Insurance Company and many of our employees have called Owatonna home. We work hand in hand with our neighbors through giving, volunteering, and focusing on community initiatives. We invest in this community because we love to see opportunities and advancements, such as the new high school and the downtown developments. We enjoy seeing the citizens of our great community continue to grow and thrive. And above all, we are proud to be part of Owatonna's rich history and all that Owatonna has to offer.
This is the pregame with Seth Anderson. Seth, we'll just touch on the Blue Earth game. It took you a while to get out of the gates, but when you did, holy cow, 15 three-pointers later, it was an onslaught, and you just took apart Blue Earth after about the first 5-6 minutes. So what did you take out of that performance?
I thought we got really good shots on offense, and we missed a lot of layups to start the game. And, you know, Blue Earth came out and hit some tough shots right away, and they got a little momentum with a couple made shots. You know, sometimes in a playoff game, you know, those momentum plays are huge, and they feed off them. And we struggled there for a little bit, but once we hit a couple threes in a row and got a couple turnovers off the press, things seemed to settle down. I think the last maybe 9 minutes of the half, we only gave up like 4 or 5 points. And, you know, once you start getting stops, that's when you can try to put some runs together. So I was really happy with the way we defended kind of last part of the first half through the second half, and we shared the ball well. I think Demarius ended up with 15 assists or something, and the ball moved, and people made open shots.
Yeah, and it seemed like you slapped on kind of that full court press, and you morphed right into a trap situation, and it was really effective.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of had a few different things we've been working on this year, and, you know, it worked. It's fun when it works. It doesn't always work all the time, and you know, it's one of those things that we've been working on it, and it looked pretty good that night. Sometimes it depends on who you're playing. You know, Blue Earth, they eventually broke our press fairly well by the time it ended, and that's one of the things you're trying to weigh. You know, are we getting enough turnovers and causing enough disruptions with how much effort we're giving in the full court press, and are we getting beat in it? And you're just always trying to weigh those things as the game's going on.
So tonight you have JWP, a 22-win team, and a very surprising 22-win team. Played them earlier, you beat them by like 15. Didn't have Demarius that night and still were very good. So I think obviously they're better. You have a little more continuity now with guys not gone all the time. So what do you think?
I think I was looking back at that game the last few days, and that might have been the ugliest game between JWP and Waseca in the history of the matchups. I think Coach from JWP would agree with me on that one. But, you can kind of throw that one out the window. I think, like you said, both teams are playing much better now. You know, they're very good on offense. You know, they have so many guys that can really shoot the ball, and that's why they've won so many games. And, you know, they slap that 1-3-1 trap on you and that 1-3-1 half-court defense, and it causes a lot of disruptions because you have to pass the ball well or you don't get any good shots. And they've done that to a lot of people this year. So hopefully we can pass the ball, and if we play well, hopefully they go to the 1-3-1 zone early and we can knock some shots down and maybe get them out of it and play our man-to-man offense, which we like. And it'll be an interesting game to see how that cat and mouse of what defense they play, what defense we play, and the back and forth of it.
So, kind of gathering that it seems like ball movement, almost that's where it's going to begin and end tonight. And if they do throw that zone, if you do hit some shots, it changes everything. We've always said it's amazing how good you look when the shots are going down. So, you know, how do you attack that, you know, particular defense, and how do you stress to the kids, move the ball?
And it's one of those things is you can't tell them exactly where to throw the ball. You know, it comes down to kids making plays, and you try to put them in positions where they can be successful. And, you know, we talk about, you know, making pass fakes against zones, you know, and we still got to be better at that as the year goes on here. And you just want to, who's ever open needs to get the basketball, and whatever you have to do to get it there with a pass fake or a bounce pass, chest pass, over the top pass, whatever it may be, you have to make a lot of good decisions and connect two or three or four of them in a row to create a good wide open look. And, you know, you see college basketball teams and NBA teams, they don't play a lot of zone because it's so hard. There's so many talented passers and shooters in those games. And, you know, high school, there's not as many. There's not as many playmakers on both sides of the ball. So, I hope we can be good playmakers and make the right passes. That's what it's going to come down to us. Can we defend tonight, and can we make enough passes to create a good shot?
Seth, good luck.
Appreciate it. Go Blue Jays.
Seth Anderson with Seeka Basketball Pregame, back in 1 minute.
To successfully plan for and enjoy your retirement, you need a smart tax strategy that meets your evolving priorities. Call Kevin Walter, a financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Along with your trusted tax professional, they can help you create a tax diversification strategy that supports the life you're living today and reflects the life you want tomorrow. Call Kevin Walter today at 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota.
Ameriprise Financial Inc. does not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with a tax advisor or attorney. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIP. PC.
Our service spotlight for the month of March is on Community Pathways. March is Minnesota Food Share Month, running through April 6th. Every dollar donated and pound of food collected in this time frame makes them eligible for proportional matching grants. Community Pathways has set a goal to raise $300,000 and collect 100,000 pounds of food in the 2024 campaign. You can donate online by the website communitypathwayssc.org or drop off a donation at 155 Oakdale Street. Make your donation stretch even further during Food Share Month with Community Pathways. Service Spotlight is made possible by gift from Federated Insurance.
Back in Fairmont, getting ready for the 2AA subsection semis. You look at JWP, 22-6 overall. Their only losses, they lost their first game to Lake Crystal, who, is, as we mentioned, was tremendous tonight. And they only lost to them by three. Their other losses, Blooming Prairie, they lost to the Jays, of course. They lost to Spring Grove, who's a good Class A squad. Sibley East, and then Blooming Prairie again. Blooming Prairie had their number. So, you know, they've been very good, Coug. They, in the Gopher Conference West, they were unbeaten. And I'll tell you, they were 13-1 in the conference, but they've just been very good. Some people say, well, their schedule isn't as tough, but you know what? You can only play the teams that they put in front of you, yeah. And they beat most of them.
Yeah, that's right. They're in the Gopher Conference, and yeah, overall, that's certainly not as tough as what Waseca plays, but they took Blooming Prairie right down to the wire for the overall conference championship and lost a close game. They've been solid all year. I don't know if they've lost even two in a row.
They haven't.
They just have been solid all year. Usually it's with scoring a lot of points, but they switched into that 1-3-1 half court, and that's really helped their defense.
We look at the last time these two teams met, and the Jays won that game, as we mentioned. They knocked them off that night by a score of 73-59. Duran had 25 that night. In fact, you and I did that game. Onstad had 11. Thompson had 10. Robrand had 10. The Jays shot 23 free throws, which was good, 47% from the floor. They did turn it over 20 times. They're going to have to be better in that area. But that game was 31-30 at half. Memphis James was the guy. This is the guy that averaged about 22-23 a game. He had 27 that night. So, you know, as Seth mentioned, no, it wasn't anything pretty. It wasn't a how-to video for basketball, but the Jays got it done that night, and they got it done without Demarius, yeah. And they still were fighting some guys with sickness. So yeah. I know, does that have any bearing on tonight? I don't know, but, you know, you got to think, hey, you're a little bit better. Your best player's back.
Yeah, probably doesn't have any bearing, but if you're a Waseca fan, you're certainly thinking, hey, we beat them without our number one guy. We got him tonight, so we should be in good shape. But, yeah, the one thing of that game I really did like is Waseca got to the foul line, and I think that's been one of their problems. They settle for threes too easily, yeah. And don't get to the foul line enough. I like to see them get to that foul line and get some easy points.
Well, that sure would be nice. We did mention the one statistic of turnovers against Blue Earth area. That was maybe my favorite stat. We had four.
Yes.
Four. And if you can do that, if you can keep your turnovers, Coug, to 10 or less against any team you play, it's kind of like football. If you can keep your turnovers to like two or less against any, I mean, your chances just skyrocket. So,
yeah, I'm even happy with if you keep them 15 and less. I mean, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Because you see so many teams in the 20s, and that's just too many.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. Well, we need to get to starting lineups. For the Blue Jays, and let's run through it. For the Jays, it will be Duran Russell. Duran, he is a 6-foot sophomore, and Duran averages about 16 per game. Demarius Russell, 6-foot junior, Demarius averaging 14 a game. Laird Keaton, 6'2" senior, Laird averaging 12 per game. Andrew Robrand, 6'3" senior, Andrew averaging about 3 per game, and Zach Holscher, 6'1" senior, Zach on the year averaging about 10 per game. For JWP, it will be Memphis James. Memphis is a 6-foot senior James starting lineup. Also, Dalton Bauer. Dalton is a 5'9" sophomore. Ryan Kronbach. Ryan, 6'2" senior. Caleb Quast, he is a 5'10" sophomore, and rounding out the starting lineup, a 6'3" senior, Colton Shearer. Head coach of your Blue Jays, Seth Anderson, head coach of the Bulldogs of JWP is Nick James. Coo, give me some keys.
Well, you always hope to come out and shoot the ball well at tournament time, because it seems like points aren't scored as often as during the regular season, so hopefully the Jays will be shooting the ball tonight and hopefully starting out shooting the ball a little better tonight. As you mentioned, I think turnovers are a real key. Boy, if Waseca could take control of the ball like they did in their opening game, that would be wonderful, because you want to get a shot every possession at tournament time. And I think the Jays have to control the boards tonight, Don. They have a little size advantage, not a lot, but we've got to always concentrate on that, because we do not have that big man that's going to pull down 12 boards a game.
Yeah.
Although Robrand had 9 the other night.
Yeah,
I'd love to see him get that again. But get the boards and limit the second chances that you give them.
Well, we're just about set to go. The Jays come in. They average about 73 a game. They give up 63. JWP averages 72, and they give up 57. So just about away we go. Winner of this one plays Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial, who took apart Maple River earlier by over 30. They'll play them 8 o'clock Monday at Taylor Center in Mankato. So let's get this thing rolling. Jays in their blues, gold numerals and trim. The Bulldogs in white with the gray numerals and trim. And the Jays will have the basketball to start. Duran with it. Left wing. Hands it off to Holscher. Holscher crossed the perimeter to Demarius. Tries a pass underneath to Keaton. Threw it away. And Coog, what did we talk about? Turnovers, and we get one on the very first possession.
Yeah, and that was a pass he shouldn't have made. There was too many people between the ball and the man, and it was a forced pass.
That it was.
Both teams man-to-man to start with.
So Schleter with it. He finds Memphis James. He is the silky smooth lefty, and he will shoot it a lot. Shot blocked as he goes to the rim. Ball hits the backboard and sails out of bounds, and I think it's Jay's ball. I don't know how it could be.
They're going to have a little.
Yeah, I don't think it could be. It hit the backboard and then rolled out of bounds. I think it's, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, it was. It was. Bauer will inbound for the Bulldogs. And now we'll have a conversation about what's going on. Well, Coach Anderson is fired up over there, Coop. So Bauer will inbound to James. James pull up baseline jumper. It missed everything. Rebound grab by Keaton. Outlets to Duran. Duran left wing. Works top of the circle. Duran penetrates. Lost it. Got it back. Now fires it right into the hands of the Bulldogs coming the other way. Ball stripped by Demarius. Another steal. Back-to-back turnovers. Here comes Demarius. Demarius steps around the defender. Up left-handed layup reversal is good, and he's fouled. Wow.
A reverse layup with the weak hand.
Around a defender.
And getting fouled and still making it.
Wow. So Demarius, who's about 73% of the charity stripe for the old-fashioned three-point play, and he converts. How about that?
What a play.
Cool. Could you have done that?
Yeah, I could have.
Okay.
But I don't think you could have.
Quast to Memphis James. They feed low to Schleter. Nope, actually, the nice catch and a reversal underneath by Kronbach. And Kronbach makes it 3-2. KWP Waseca here in Fairmont. Pass underneath to Robrand. Wide open layup, and he clanked it. Down court quickly comes JWP. Kronbach misses the shot. Rebound Keaton. He'll outlet to Demarius. Demarius on the way. Holscher, quick trigger three. No. Rebound grab by James. Memphis the other way. James across the timeline. Look out, he'll shoot it from anywhere. James picks up the dribble. Now bounce pass, Kronbach. Top of the circle, he finds Bauer. Bauer tries a pass underneath. He threw it away, and they're going to say, oh, actually last touched by the Jays. It was tipped.
I think Andrew Robrand just tipped that.
Jake Thompson comes in for Robrand. They'll inbound to Schleter. He has to run it down. Nice catch. Schleter bounce pass to Bauer in the corner. Bauer goes baseline. Bauer fires out top. Boy, nice job by Kwas to save it from going out of bounds. Here's Memphis James, 8 seconds on the shot clock. James still with it, hands it off Kronbach, 3 on the shot clock. Kronbach fires one up at the buzzer and got it. That was a pretty good play by Kronbach, and it's 4-3 JWP.
And I think he could have had an and one there.
Yeah, he probably could have. Duran with it, right wing to Keaton. Keaton will penetrate. Strong move to the glass. Wow, Coog, did he want that? Holy cow. Bauer on the wing. Kronbach, long three. That one no good. Rebound grab by the Bulldogs. With the basketball, Schleter. Schleter hands it to Memphis James, 5-4. JWP on top. Holding the basketball. It is JWP, Caleb Quast. Now Bauer with it. Bauer 5 on the shot clock. Bauer under the wing to James. James 2 on the shot clock. He's got to get rid of it, and he throws up an air ball. Didn't hit the bucket, and Coog, that, my friend, turnover.
Well, Memphis James should be the number one guy you're trying to stop on the Janesville team.
And they're doing a good job
so
far. So
far they're doing an excellent job on him.
Here comes some token full court pressure. Onstead in the ball game for the first time for the Jays. He was one of those guys, Coog, that hit 4 threes. I think we had 3 of them that did that. Or 3 threes at least. Russell to Duran, free throw line, put it on the floor. Duran, fade away, free throw line, bang. Oh, boy. Coog, if he develops that shot, that's just unstoppable. 7-4. Left wing, Bauer, top of the circle. Now Kronbach. Kronbach. He'll find Quast. Quast goes low post to Schleter. Nice catch and finish. Can't give him that kind of position.
Well, Jason Thompson was fronting him, so that means the weak side guy's got to come and give the behind on the lob.
Demarius, he'll penetrate. Demarius hanging in the air. Shot partially blocked. No good. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Memphis James up court. Here goes James. Baseline spins. Nothing there. James looking. Finally finds Schleter. 7-6 Jays. Kronbach with the basketball. He'll go baseline, and a whistle blows, and they're going to call, I think, a foul on JWP. They are. They're going to call it on Schleter. I think he pushed off.
And that's his second.
Yeah, second on him, and they quickly will go to the bench with 6-foot junior Landon Johnson. 7-6 Jays, so they're big, Coog. Two fouls quickly. The only two fouls, by the way, of the basketball game. Russell to Demarius, so Russell to Russell. Left wing Demarius, top of the arc, Onstead. Onstead feeds Thompson. Thompson has it stripped. Down court comes Bauer. He'll hang in the air. Shot off the glass. Good. Actually, that was Quast, Caleb Quast. Coog, the Jays with 3 quick turnovers, and it's 8-7 JWP. Demarius on the wing, Duran. Now Duran, he'll survey in the corner, hands it to Keaton. Keaton will penetrate on the corner for Thompson. Hands it to Demarius. Demarius, top of the circle. Onstead, now Duran. 15 on the shot clock. Duran will penetrate. Steps through 2 defenders and hits it. Oh, what a play by Duran. Strong move. 9-8 Jays. We've had 4 lead changes already. Dalton Bauer. 13-15 to go here in the first half. Remember, last time these two teams played, Coog, it was 31-30 at half.
Yep, 1-point game.
Well, Bauer, couple of dribbles, gets it to Memphis James. Now with the basketball, Johnson, he'll fire one up. That one no good. Long rebound, comes down to Duran, elevates and snares it. Demarius left sideline. Demarius works around a pick into the corner for Onstead. Onstead, couple of dribbles, fires out top to the Fairmont logo at half court. Now Thompson with it, cross court Keaton. He's got a good look at a 3, and he knocks her down. Laird Keaton finds the bottom, and the Jays take a 12-8 lead. Biggest lead for either squad, Memphis James. Hands it to Bauer. 12.5 to go, right wing with it, with the basketball. On a nice low post feed. Boy, it's a good cutting, good cut, and a good finish by Landon Johnson.
Nice backdoor.
Yeah, Quast found him. 12-10. They'll look for Demarius, who's looking for Duran, break into the basket. 4th turnover on the Jays. Holscher comes in. Ethan Hiller, his first appearance. And I think the Bulldogs, will they? Nope, they're going to bring in Gavin Bauer. He's a 6'2 eighth grader.
Coop. And here comes that full court 2-2-1 by the Jays.
See if it can do anything with it. Bauer cross court to James. Now back to Bauer. Bauer right back to James. They break it easily. Now trapped, and James dribbled it. Oh, I thought he dribbled it off his own foot.
I did too.
Oh, boy. And they say, nope, it's JWP ball. And that kind of threw him for a little bit of a loop that time. Bauer across the timeline. Bauer at the free throw line. Still with the basketball. Picks it up. Now Bauer bounce pass. Landon Johnson. He'll penetrate right back to Bauer. He'll fire up a long three. That way off the mark. Weak side board. Ethan Hiller. Hiller hands to Demarius. 12-10 Jays. 11:40 remaining in the half. Don White, Dale Kuyath, Crew 92.1 FM and Crew92.com. Holscher fires up a three. That one way off the mark. JWP the rebound. Kronbach comes the other way. Hands it to Memphis James and Coop. They've really been sticking to him like you would believe. James, he'll penetrate now. Fires it into the corner. Here was Kronbach baseline. Nice move. Kronbach, he has six. Takes it right to the rim, and we're knotted up at 12. Demarius. Around a pick by Thompson. Hands it to Duran. Cross-court Holscher thought about a three. Back to Duran, top of the circle. 11 minutes to go. Duran to Ethan Hiller. Thompson. Now Demarius. 15 shot clock. Demarius. He'll elevate. Demarius double clutches. Gets fouled. Missed the shot. He'll shoot a pair.
You know where the Jays really have an advantage over a lot of teams, Don? Is when that shot clock gets down. Granted, it doesn't get down very often for us. But when it does get down, we've got the two Russells that can get a shot off against anything.
Yeah, pretty much. Demarius free throw good. He's got four. Laird Keaton will come in. Thompson will take a break. Second offering for the junior. And he cooled, knocks him down. That's 73% from the line. He hasn't hurt that at all tonight. Memphis James, half court to the eighth grader Bauer. And I think there's a foul going to be called on Holscher. Tried to steal it from behind. And got him with the got him on the arm. That, by the way, Coog, is the first team foul on the Jays. Pretty good. 10:46 to go. Bauer across the timeline. 10:40 remaining in the half. 14-12 Jays. Memphis James. James now to Kronbach. Cross court to Bauer. Bauer to the free throw line. Picks it up. Throws cross court to Johnson. That's Landon Johnson in the corner for James, and he knocks it down. We knew, Coug, you're not going to keep him silent forever. 15-14, Bulldogs, fifth lead change. Wow. And here's a pass by Demarius, stolen by Bauer. Bauer down court. His shot partially blocked, the follow by James. That no good. And here come the Jays the other way. Jays trail by one. Demarius put it on the floor. Demarius high off the window, way off the mark. Rebound grabbed by the Bulldogs. Up court, James. He had 27 last time they played. His cross-court pass picked off by Demarius. And Demarius will walk it the other way. Fourth turnover on the Bulldogs. Duran around a pick by Keaton. Duran, top of the arc. Steps back, spots three, bang. Duran Russell gives the Jays the lead. 17-15. Back and forth we go. Bauer to Bauer. Bauer, now his pass almost stolen. James, and he finds a wide open Kronbach. We went for the steal, Coug, and it didn't work.
Yep.
17-17, tied, second time today. Keaton will put it on the floor. Out on the wing, Holscher. Holscher, three, no. Long rebound, Demarius. Demarius loses the basketball on the way. Up court comes Bauer. Bauer for three, yes. And the Bulldogs lead 20-17. Timeout Jays. We'll be back in 30 seconds with Waseca Blue Jay Basketball.
At RE/MAX Masters of Waseca, finding a realtor doesn't have to be a Hail Mary pass.
Hi, this is Blaine Nelson.
And Blair Nelson.
We are ready to help you be a ground gainer in real estate.
Your hometown team.
Downtown Waseca, 835-1466.
Outstanding agents, outstanding results.
RE/MAX Masters, always a fan.
Always a Blue Jay.
back in Fairmont, 2AA, South Subsection Semi. And Coogan, we played Blue Earth area. The Jays turned it over four times. Tonight, they've turned it over six, and we still have 9 minutes to go in the first half. That, to me, is the main difference. They're not taking care of the ball. Jays trail by three, 20-17. Demarius back to, or Duran back to Demarius. Under 9 minutes to go in the half. Russell, cross court to Russell. Duran right back to Demarius. In the corner, Keaton, three ball. Whoa, that's an air ball. Rebound grab by the Bulldogs. Memphis James the other way. James on the wing. James will find Quast. Quast will penetrate, throws up a shot, gets bumped on the way. He'll shoot a couple of free throws. That was a physical move there. It looked like he was fouled about three times.
Well, Demarius just asking for that foul. He bumped him two times before he got called for it.
Quast. And the first one's good. Rolled around and went in. 22 win JWP, 17 win your Waseca Blue Jays. Next one wasn't good. Rebound grab by Thompson. 4-point lead, biggest of the night for JWP. Russell to Russell. And his pass stolen. Another ill-advised pass. Bauer takes it in and his shot blocked by Duran. But they're going to call, I think, Golden. That's a,
no, they're calling
a foul.
A foul.
Okay. Coog, that's seven turnovers. What are these silly passes?
Well, and now JWP went to their 1-3-1, and it's forced two turnovers in a row with it.
Third foul on the Jays. That's the first on Duran. And to the free throw line goes the eighth grader, Bauer, and his free throw no good. Onstead will come in. Hiller will take a break. Second free throw for the eighth grader. That one's good. 5-point lead for the Bulldogs. Duran works up the left side. Russell. Now Demarius. Right back to Duran. Duran steps in. Into the corner for Keaton. Keaton. Now Duran. Out of the wing, Demarius. Not very crisp ball movement at all. Cook. And again, another pass tipped. And the Jays get it back. 12 on the shot clock. Another pass. Now here's Demarius. Corner. Onstead. Onstead for Duran. Duran. Step back. Panic three. That no good. Thompson. Nice rebound. And pass throws it away. Oh, my goodness. Down court to Kronbach. His shot is good, but there's... Did they count it? No. No basket. Coog, the Jays are... What is going on?
Well, Thompson gets an offensive rebound. He's got to power it right back up, and he tries to flip it across court.
And he throws it right to a Bulldog. Eighth turnover on the Jays. By the way, the foul was on, I believe, Demarius, his second. So right now the Jays are just absolutely discombobulated. Here's Kronbach working on Keaton. Hands it back to Bauer underneath. With the basketball. Pass tipped, and I think last touched. Who's it last touched by? JWP, and a turnover on the Bulldogs.
Now they switched that.
Boy, I thought it was on the Bulldogs. By the way, in the ball game, Austin Quast, a 6'2 senior. Austin Quast. Bauer fires it in, way out top. Taking it strong to the hoop with a left-hand layup. That's Caleb Quast. Went right at the Blue Jay defense, and it's a 7-point lead, 24-17. The Jays have absolutely no answer for everything. They can't find anything right now. Here's Duran. In the corner for Onstead, long three. That almost missed everything. And the Jays are turning it over, and they can't buy a bucket. 7 minutes to go in the half. Here's Memphis James. He's only had 1-3, but he's only taken two shots. James to Quast underneath. Quast now back out to James. James works to the top of the circle. James hands it off with the basketball. Is JWP pass underneath and shot blocked by Duran. They went to Kronbach and Duran blocked the shot. Johnson and Dalton Bauer back in. Kronbach and James take a break. Holscher will quickly come in for Keaton. 24-17 in Coug. The Jays haven't scored in a couple of minutes.
They haven't gotten a good shot off against the zone yet.
They get it into Quas. Ball almost stolen by Onstead. Here comes Bagua Bauer the other way. Shot up and good. The eighth grader.
And that's just terrible defense. We just let him go right to the hole.
And the lead now to 9 as the Jays are imploding. Timeout called. Back in 30 seconds with Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
Snap Fitness in Waseca is proud to sponsor the Waseca Sports Broadcast on Crew. They're one of the largest locally owned and operated gyms in southern Minnesota with a wide variety of equipment, workout options, and in-person and online personal training. All memberships are month-to-month, no contract required. Coach Volkman and Coach Janicki would love to get you started on your fitness journey. Find them at 122 Elm Avenue East or email waseca@snapfitness.com to schedule a tour. Go Big Blue!
We're back in Fairmont. JWP leads 26-17. Coug and the Jays, there's nothing is working. Their offense is stagnant. They're turning it over. Defensively, they're letting guys just waltz
go
down
right
the lane.
To the hoop. Yep.
I don't understand what's happening here. You're supposed to be ramping up all these parts of your game at tournament time, and it has fallen apart. Well, what do you do? What do you do? Right now, Coug, you have to say JWP is far more focused
and
far more intense than the Jays are.
More emotional,
yeah.
You bet.
I mean, something's got to pick up the Jays here. They've got to ramp something up. They'll inbound to Duran. Jays trail by 9.
And now, see, they switch back into the man-to-man just for a little change.
Yeah, they'll keep doing it. Duran will penetrate on the wing. Onstead pull up 3. That one, nope. And they're relying on the 3, Coogan. It's not happening.
No, there aren't good shots.
26-17. Quast in the corner for Bauer. Now Bauer, 3 ball, top of the arc, and everything is working for JWP, and they are losing the Jays 29-17 in the air. Coug, they're just running and hiding right now. Here's Demarius. And they're going to call an offensive foul on the Jays.
Thompson moving on that block.
Wow. This has just been disastrous. And, Coug, if you don't pick it up here, this game's going to be too far out of reach.
That's right.
29-17.
Jays has now switched to a 2-3 zone.
And they haven't scored, Coug, in about 4 minutes. Here's a pass underneath. Good pass, and it's off the knee of Quast and coming the other way of the Jays. 5th turnover on the Bulldogs. Here's Duran. Duran pull up in the lane, and that one way off the mark. Everything is just going awry right now. Quickly coming the other way is JWP. Shot fired up, no good. And the Jays come the other way. Demarius on the wing for Holscher. He'll take another 3. That one doesn't go. And that's all the Jays are doing is firing up 3s. And then they commit a foul 70 feet from the basket. And that'll be the 6th team foul. Schleter will come back in. Memphis James will come back in. 29-17 in Coug. The Jays, I think, last scored at about the 940 mark. Wow. So things have just disintegrated here for Waseca. 5:15 to go. Bauer puts it on the floor. Now steps back. He just hit a big 3. Quast. Memphis James feeds Schleter. Now the Quast right back to Schleter. Schleter, his shot partially blocked. Rebound put back. That no good by Bauer and coming the other, or by Johnson. And Duran will bring it the other way. Here comes Duran on the wing for Holscher. Holscher lost it. In fact, a reach and foul is going to be called on Dalton Bauer. That'll be the, I think, the 3rd team foul on the Bulldogs. 4th team foul on the Bulldogs. And the first on Dalton Bauer. 29-17, all JWP. I mean, it is a domination right now. The Jays haven't, good, they can't get off a good shot. With it is Demarius. Demarius, boy, tries to penetrate and throws it away again. Right to James and Memphis James down court. He missed the layup. The rebound is going to be grabbed by the Bulldogs. Memphis James comes up with it. Coug, they are after every loose ball. And they're hitting the glass hard. The Jays turning it over. 9 of them. Here comes Kronbach. 7 on the shot clock. Fires it out to Bauer. Four on the shot clock. Here's a three ball. Knocked on court.
Oh, my God.
Caleb Quast at the buzzer, and it's 32-17. The Jays haven't scored now in about 6 minutes. Here goes Duran in the corner. Holscher. Keaton back out top to Marius. Coog, the Jays just look disinterested. Here's Demarius, tries to penetrate, back to Holscher. Keaton, air ball, rebound, run down by Duran. Here's Robrand, back to Duran. Duran will penetrate, and Duran will be fouled. It's been one heck of a long time since we've seen a ball go through the hoop. 15-point deficit. Coog, this is one of the biggest deficits of the year. And the Jays are just shooting miserably. They have 9 turnovers, and it's what's led to a 15-point deficit. They have just completely disappeared. Duran. Now Demarius in the corner. Right back to Duran. Stands about the Fairmont logo. Russell. He'll go baseline. Russell. Nothing there, and he throws it away. What in the world? I mean, Coog, these are just, I haven't seen this in weeks. This is just.
Worst four game I've ever seen Demarius play.
Ever.
And
he is completely and totally out of it right now.
And now the Jays are bickering a little amongst themselves.
Yeah. It's a 32-17, and Coog, they're in very big danger of having this thing be over by halftime. Here's Dalton Bauer. Bauer. He'll just fire up a wide-open three. Actually missed one, and Thompson grabbed the rebound. Thompson will bring it to Demarius. 3:05 to go. Demarius to Keaton in the corner. Holscher, another three. Finally, the Jays find a basket. After about 7 minutes, Holscher hits one.
But it's nothing but three-pointers.
Yeah.
That goal by the Jays.
32-20, 2:50 to go. Jays have got to ramp it up, and if you're going to get back in this, you got to do it on, oh, no, wide open Memphis James. He missed it. And Schleter, the offensive board, powers it back up and gets fouled. They're just getting killed on the glass. Good, strong rebound by Jaden. Excuse me, that was actually Austin Quast, the 6'2 senior. And Coog, he just wanted it more at this point. And Austin Quast, another left-hander. Free throw is good. 33-20. Second offering for Austin. Got him out. Lead back to 14. Demarius hands to Duran.
And JWB back to their 1-3-1 zone.
Yep, so there's got to be a way to attack this, isn't it, other than throwing lob passes? Here's an alley-oop from Russell to Russell. No good. But the putback by Laird Keaton is good. Somehow Laird came up with the loose ball and threw it back up and in. 34-22, 2:15 to go here in the half. Bauer right wing. Bauer goes baseline. Cut off by Thompson. Back out top, Caleb Quast. Back to Bauer, right side. Now Quast, top of the arc. Quast to Bauer. Tipped and stolen by Demarius. And here goes Demarius end-to-end and lays it in. So maybe the Jays Cougs can start to zone in here and calm down. 1:50 remaining. Jays by trail by 10. Dalton Bauer, baseline, Kronbach. Now here's Bauer. Bauer traveled. So that's back-to-back turnovers on the Bulldogs. Now, Coog, you just got to pick away at this thing.
You bet.
So the Bulldogs have shown a couple of foibles here in the last minute or so. Can the Jays take advantage with a 1:40 to go? Demarius' ball is tipped and almost stolen again. They have 10 turnovers in the half, and it's a lot of them like that, just these lazy lob passes. Demarius to the top of the circle. Now Duran, he'll penetrate. Demon, Holscher, wide open three. No, long rebound, Keaton, nice work. Laird, back to Duran, right back to Laird. He'll jack a three. That one, air ball. Thompson, the rebound, goes right back up and lays it in. Now that's what you want to see there, Coog. Jake Thompson, now he takes it back to
that's,
the hoop.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
You get her on the low block, Jake. You got to go back up. No doubt about it.
34-26. Minute 5 to go. Jay's trying to claw their way in. Here's the 8th grader, Bauer. Out top to Caleb Quass. Now Dalton Bauer. Bauer baseline. Bauer fires right to Duran. The steal. Up court to Demarius. And Demarius will lay it in. Off of the turnover, and the Jays have cut it to six. Remember, this was at 16. Timeout, back in 30 seconds with Seeka Blue Jay Basketball.
At Landmark Real Estate in Waseca, Molly Erdman and John O'Neill know the area like the back of their hands. Once a Blue Jay, always a Blue Jay. They're here to help you through the closing process, whether it's your first home or your forever home. They will do what it takes to get the best deal for you. Find them at LandmarkMinnesota.com and in Waseca just off Elm Avenue. They're ready to be your realtors from a fresh start to forever. Go Jays!
Back in Fairmont, the lead that was 15 actually is now 6. And Coug, the Jays have overcome having a stretch where they didn't score for over 7 minutes. And now they've forced three straight turnovers, and guess what happened? Three straight baskets, and now you got it to 6.
Yeah,
now
when you're down like that, that's what you got to do. You got to get some stops, get some turnovers, and score
and
on
just,
your end.
Just chip away. They've got it back to manageable, 41 seconds to go. Bauer's pass is loose. It hit a body, and it rolls out of bounds. Another turnover. That's four straight possessions. The Bulldogs have turned it over. Coug, if you get it here and hit a three, it's a one-possession game. Could you imagine that?
I'd be thrilled going in at halftime like that.
And by the way, the Jays have just, you'll see when we do the halftime stats, it's not been a very good shooting half, but you know what? There's only 2 seconds difference, Coug, between the shot and the game clock, but there's no way the Jays are going to run it down, right? Here's Demarius. Maybe they do. Back to Duran. 26 seconds to go. Duran, his pass is tipped and stolen again by Bauer. He hits it. Another ridiculous turnover. Oh, for crying out loud. 36-28. Why? Here's Duran. Duran steps in. Bounce pass back to Demarius. 5 seconds to go. Demarius at the buzzer. Left hand. Got it. Wow, that's a big shot at the buzzer for Demarius. And after playing Coogwood, you'd have to consider one of the worst first halves I've seen the Jays play in a long time. You're only down by 6.
Gotta so be thrilled.
I think you would be fairly happy. Well, let's take a break. Halftime coming up. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Seeka Blue Jay Basketball.
This is Mike Demmel at Demmel Ford Lincoln in Waseca, and we are proud to support Waseca Blue Jay Athletics. Demmel Ford Lincoln and DemmelFord.com are where you can always find the area's best selection of new Ford vehicles, new Lincoln vehicles, the nicest pre-owned vehicles, and service specials. Demmel Ford Lincoln wants to congratulate and say thanks to all of the coaches, athletes, teachers, and their families who help make our Blue Jays the best. Go Jays!
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL. Our service spotlight for the month of March is on Community Pathways. March is Minnesota Food Share Month, running through April 6th. Every dollar donated and pound of food collected in this time frame makes them eligible for proportional matching grants. Community Pathways has set a goal to raise $300,000 and collect 100,000 pounds of food in the 2024 campaign. You can donate online by the website communitypathwayssc.org or drop off a donation at 155 Oakdale Street. Make your donation stretch even further during Food Share Month with Community Pathways. Service spotlight is made possible by a gift from Federated Insurance.
Since the turn of the century, Federated Mutual Insurance Company and many of our employees have called Owatonna home. We work hand in hand with our neighbors through giving, volunteering, and focusing on community initiatives. We invest in this community because we love to see opportunities and advancements, such as the new high school and the downtown developments. We enjoy seeing the citizens of our great community continue to grow and thrive. And above all, we are proud to be part of Owatonna's rich history and all that Owatonna has to offer.
To successfully plan for and enjoy your retirement, you need a smart tax strategy that meets your evolving priorities. Call Kevin Walter, a financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Along with your trusted tax professional, they can help you create a tax diversification strategy that supports the life you're living today and reflects the life you want tomorrow. Call Kevin Walter today at 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota.
Ameriprise Financial Inc. does not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with a tax advisor or attorney. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
KRUE, Waseca, Owatonna, Faribault.
You know what? You guys play the best country.
Southern Minnesota's real country.
Give me some country.
Yeah.
Your country. Crew 92.
Well, back in Fairmont, Jays rallied back. They trailed by as many as 15, got it down to 6, and that's where we're at, 36-30 at the half. And Activities Director Joe Hedebar joins us, and I know we're still here in the heat of basketball season, Joe, but we've got spring practice ramping up. Take us through it.
Yeah, there we go. Track and field practice and softball practice officially start on Monday.
Wow.
So FYI to anyone out there that doesn't have the registrations in, you want to get those taken care of as soon as possible. And baseball starts their optional arm conditioning period, so they get 1 week of arm conditioning. No swings, nothing else like that. Infielding drills or anything else. It's just playing catch, getting those arms loosened up, and get them ready to go.
How about that?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. And then the week after that, baseball officially starts where it's full-fledged. They can get in the cages, start swinging, and then golf starts that same week. And then 1 week after that, it's boys tennis. And knock on wood, the weather's been amazing so far. Not our traditional Minnesota winters. We might actually get some programs outside right away.
I was going to say,
practice.
I would start baseball now because this is one of the rare years you start baseball early, so you make sure you get all the games in case you have bad weather. You could play right now. You could golf right now.
Well, I don't know if we'd be able to get on the field quite yet at Tink Larson Field, but
go ahead.
I'll tell Don. I'll let Tink know that Don said it was okay to get out there.
You do that.
He was telling me, I was talking to him earlier today, and I asked him if they're outside at MSU, and he said the Mavericks still aren't practicing outside completely. Infield's a little bit soggy, and that be because of that rain. This whole mix we got on Monday. Who knew it was going to turn into a weather segment?
Well, everything kind of, that's what we all talk about. So, yeah, it's kind of exciting as we spin the wheel, but hopefully we're living to play another day here.
Yeah. You know, JWP's got a great team this year. They can shoot the lights out from beyond the arc, and we saw that in the first half, and we had a lot of turnovers, and we were rushing things a little bit and making a lot of mistakes. But, they're not going to shoot. I don't even know what they're shooting.
Actually, you guys just 50%.
50% from three, so we got to start making buckets down at our end a little bit, and we'll be just fine. You know, we've clawed back in, down 15, you said. We're back to 6, and I'm hoping we're going to be okay. But, you know, JWP's got a great team, and if they keep hitting their threes, it's going to be an interesting end of the game.
It will be. Well, Joe, thanks so much.
Yeah.
Talk to you hopefully next time around.
Next time around at MSU.
MSU.
What is it, Tuesday night?
Monday night, I think.
Monday night or Tuesday night at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
Well, you guys got the practice.
It is. It's Monday night.
Monday night. I'll see you Monday night.
All
How's
right.
that sound?
Right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
There he is, Activities Director Joe Hedebar. Let's run through the stats. Leading the way, as much as he struggled in that first half, Demarius did lead the way with 11. 7 for Laird Keaton, 7 for Deron Russell, 3 for Zach Holscher, and 2 for Jake Thompson. The Jays were 12 of 26 in the half, 46%. They were 3 for 3 from the free throw line, all Demarius, but Coog, they turned it over 11 times. For the Bulldogs, it was a bunch in the cast of characters. Kronbach with 8, Caleb Quast with 8, Schleter had 2 for Landon Johnson, Gavin Bauer with 5, Dalton Bauer with 6, Memphis James just the 1-3, and Austin Quast had 2. The Bulldogs were 14 of 28 and a half, 50%, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, and they turned it over 9 times, and we had 6 lead changes and a couple of ties in that first half. Coop.
Well, rebounds were exactly even at halftime, Don. 15 to 15.
I'm stunned.
JWP had 5 offensive, 10 defensive. Waseca had 6 offensive, 9 defensive. For the Jays, Deron Russell, Laird Keaton, and Jacob Thompson all had 4. So there's 12 of the 15 rebounds. 1 apiece for Hiller, Demarius Russell, and Andrew Robrand. 15-15 on the boards at halftime.
Well, we showed some signs of life at the end of the half, Coogan. They showed some, you know, that they're not invincible as they started to turn over a bit. But to me, that first half was everything we had talked about in the pregame with Coach Anderson. We talked about moving the basketball, and we talked about shot selection. Well, we moved the basketball not very good because we turned it over 11 times. And we came back and had an okay shooting, you know, pretty good shooting percentage. But you cannot keep just throwing these little lob passes right to the Bulldogs for what have they had? You have to figure out those 11 turnovers, Coog. I think 9 of them have resulted in points.
Yeah, the 1-3-1 has really caused us problems because Demarius and Duran are out front on top, and they've caused a lot of the turnovers because they're just throwing lob passes between themselves.
Yeah.
We got to get someone on the free throw line. We got to get guys in the corner. We maybe try overloading one side or the other. We got to get some movement, and we can't just keep lobbing out front because that's what the 1-3-1 is made to do.
Yeah, designed to.
Get you to do that, and it has really caused us problems.
And I think, Coog, they also run that defense because they want to stop the penetration of the Russells. Well, I'll tell you what, if you move the basketball side to side, side to side, side to side, and Lake Crystal Walk Memorial put on a clinic on that tonight.
Definitely.
It forces the defense to move, and you're going to get them out of position eventually if you'd actually – I mean, you've got to get the basketball crisply, not these lobs and – things start to change. So we'll see if the Jays start to move the basketball a little bit more crisply. I think that would result in stuff.
And when you go back and forth out top, the only guy that has to move out of the five is the point guy on the 1-3-1.
Yes.
The other four guys can just stand where they are because there's no action coming their way.
36-30 the score. I think JWP gets the ball first. The Jays worked hard to get it back down to 6. Let's see what they can do here in the second half. This is the kind of stuff you love, though, Coog, right? This is everything. It's win or go home.
Yep.
And the Bulldogs have proved to be a very potent foe at times here. Give them credit.
And the Jays are going to start in that 2-3 zone the second half.
Well, see what happens. Dalton Bauer works to the right side of the floor. Bauer. His pass, he's traveled. He starts out with a travel, Coog. That is now 5 of their last 6 possessions, Coog. They've turned it over going back to the first half.
And Janesville also coming with full court pressure, but that is foolish with the two Russells bringing it up.
Yeah, it is. Duran works to the free throw line. Down to Marius. Just underway second half. Jays trail by 6. Andrew Robrand, left wing to Holscher. Holscher to Keaton. Keaton will put it on the floor. Keaton back to Grobrand. Now Demarius, long 3 air ball. And Holscher will save it. Nope, they're going to say the ball hit out of bounds.
JWP started out in the man-to-man this half. I don't think we'll see that for long.
Well, Coogan, right there was still 17 seconds on the shot clock.
Yep.
Memphis James. Caleb Quast, right wing Bauer. Bauer skipped past cross-court James. He had a look. Passed it up. James, now Bauer, Quast. Here's Bauer, wide open 3, brings Rain. That one didn't go. Great rebound, Kronbach, right back to the glass, and he missed it. They get 2 shots right there, and Thompson the rebound. Here's Duran, puts it on the floor. Duran, now Holscher, hands it to Demarius. Demarius will put it on the floor, tried to penetrate, nothing there. Robrand corner. Here's Demarius. 20 on the shot clock, he'll back up and reset. 36-30, Demarius working on Quast. Demarius with the left hand, way off the mark. Nice rebound by Holscher. Holscher, left hand to the glass, laid it in. That was great work by Zach Holscher. 36-32, and they're back to 4. Memphis James, bounce pass. Bauer, right back to Quast. Quast in the corner for James, thought about a 3. Quast, right back to James. James works around. Demarius, his floater, no good. Robrand the rebound. Robrand outlets to Demarius up the left side. Here comes Demarius. Jays trail by 4. Demarius, free throw line. Demarius, pull up. No. Long rebound grab by Schleter. That was a good look right there. And quickly the other way. Memphis James right to the hoop. Gets fouled and the bucket. He has been really quiet. Well, a big bucket there, and he can push it back to a 7-point lead. Thompson and Robrand out. Yeah, you know, Coug, that he's going to come alive here pretty soon.
Yep.
And he is a superb, superb shooter. Free throw is good. And the lead right back to 7. Demarius across the timeline. Works on Quas. Demarius around a pick by Robrand. Demarius in the corner for Holscher. And Holscher catches the ball. And just as he does, Kronbach plowed right over Laird Keaton, who hit the floor. Foul on the Bulldogs.
Keaton set the pick, and Kronbach didn't even see him.
His first, team's first of the half. Both teams, one team foul. Thompson hands it to Demarius in the corner for Holscher. Holscher, 3, count it. Zach Holscher right back at you. His second 3. And he's a guy, Coop, that can get you going in a hurry.
Yeah, he's a streaker.
39-35, James to answer.
Yes.
And you know he's a streaker. 42-35, back-to-back threes, one by each squad. Demarius to the free throw line. Demarius picks up the dribble, finds Thompson. Now Keaton will put it on the floor. Keaton in the corner, Holscher, 3. No, halfway down and bounced out. Here come the Bulldogs the other way. Bauer, they lead by 7. Bauer finds a wide open cutting. Caleb Quast, who lays it in. And the lead back to 9. Jays just can't seem to get over the hump here with a good run. In the corner, Holscher, a pass by Keaton, threw it away. Keaton threw it. I don't think Holscher knew it was coming. Turnover, Jays, number 12 of the night. Onstead will come in. Holscher will take a break. 9-point lead for the Bulldogs. The Jays just can't seem. They got it to 6, or got it to 4, and just can't seem to get over the hump right now. James, Caleb Quas, bounce pass to Bauer. Skip pass, cross court. James, wide open 3, and he missed it. Rebound, tipped, and grabbed by Keaton. Nice job by Laird Keaton. Up court to Duran. Duran, couple of crossovers in the corner. Thompson will take a 3.
Not who
That's
we want,
not
shooting.
The shot you want. Way off the mark. Rebound the other way. Memphis James. James flies coast to coast. Floater got it. And he, oh, offensive foul. He ran over Laird Keaton. Great job by Laird. So a really good piece of work by Laird Keaton as he draws the offensive, and the Jays have it back, still trailing by 9. Demarius, bounce pass to Thompson. Thompson, free throw line, wraparound pass, Keaton back to Demarius, long 3, count it! Demarius from about half court, 44-38, lead to 6. Caleb Quas to Bauer. Bauer and paint, Sola, tip stolen by the Jays. Duran to Demarius, around the defender, missed it. Duran the rebound, put back, good. And the Jays right back to 4. Now you need that big stop here. 13:35 to go, 4-point game. Bauer, bounce pass, Quast on the wing to Memphis James, back to Bauer, right wing. Quas, now Quas top of the circle, back to Bauer. Bauer, back to Quas. Now Memphis James, about 40-footer, no. Rebound, tipped out of bounds by JWP. Jay's ball. And I think it was Kronbach who had position, but he knocked it right back out of bounds. And the Jays can cut into this lead even more. They trail by 4. Demarius to Duran. Duran right to the glass, missed it. Rebound Thompson out to Demarius for 3. Got it! Oh, yeah! And Demarius puts it to 1. All of a sudden, it's 44-43. What was once a 15-point lead is now 1. Timeout called by the Bulldogs. We'll be back in 30 seconds with Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
At RE/MAX Masters of Waseca, finding a realtor doesn't have to be a Hail Mary pass.
Hi, this is Blaine Nelson.
And Blair Nelson.
We are ready to help you be a ground gainer in real estate.
Your hometown team.
Downtown Waseca, 835-1466.
Outstanding agents, outstanding results.
RE/MAX Masters, always a fan.
Always a Blue Jay.
Well, we're back in Fairmont, and Coug, what looked like a game that was headed to be dead in the water all of a sudden. But, you know, you and I have talked about this so many times. Basketball is just one of those games where one team can just look atrocious,
yep,
and then all of a sudden you look up at the scoreboard and it's a one-point game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You get a guy knocks down a three-pointer, and all of a sudden it gets a little contagious, and everybody picks it up a notch.
And how are you for your JWP, Coug? You've played a good ball game. The Jays haven't played tremendous, but they've really come alive, obviously. And you're only up by one after you had, yep, a 15-point lead. It's got to be a bit disheartening, wouldn't you think?
You bet.
So can the Jays continue this torrid pace? Down by one with 12:50 to go. We got a game. Winner of this one plays Monday against Lake Crystal in the subsection final. And it's up for grabs, everybody. Bauer, the eighth grader, DeBauer. Now here goes Landon Johnson. His pass stolen by Demarius. Tried a backwards pass, and Demarius jumped in the passing lane. Turnover on the Bulldogs, and that's their 12th. Duran, right back to
their 1-3-1 zone. That's well, caused the Jays' problem.
So how do you attack this? Coug in the corner, Onstead. He'll go baseline, lost it. Tipped away, and that's the Jays' 13th turnover. Up court, Bauer leading the break, and he lays it in. Gavin Bauer with the bucket off the turnover, lead at 3. Demarius to Duran. Duran penetrates, steps through, lost it, got it back. He finds Onstead for 3. Yes, we're tied! Onstead finally gets a good look, Coug, and he knocks her down. And we're knotted up for the first time since about 2 minutes into the game. 46-46, Bauer to Bauer. Back to Bauer. They have Bowers and Quasts all over the place. Here's Landon Johnson. Landon picks up the dribble. Travel. Yep, he double dribbled. And that's turnover 13 on the Bulldogs. And just like that, Memphis James Coug comes running back into the ballgame.
Yeah, you know, he wasn't going to sit out long. Probably tied a shoe and got back in there.
Yep, got tied a shoe, got a drink of water, and here he comes. And here come the Jays with a chance to take a lead. Duran steps in. Now fires into the corner. Keaton. Baseline to Thompson. Here's Duran. Duran right to the rim. Lays it in. Finger roll right to the front of the rim. Coug, how do you stop that?
You don't. That's penetration, and he was by four of them before they knew it.
Oh, my goodness. And the Jays have captured the lead. Folks, they trailed by 15. 48-46, Waseca. Oh, this has been just a tremendous effort. Demarius almost with a steal. Here's the eighth grader. Bauer ticked off. Demarius picked his pocket from behind. Up court to Onstead. Onstead got away with a travel. No, he didn't. Coogie got too excited, and he took 3 steps, no dribble.
He got away with it with 2 of the 3 officials, but the closest one caught it.
So how about this, Coug? Both teams have, actually, the Jays now have 14 turnovers. The Bulldogs have 13.
And the Bulldogs have had a lot of problems since the Jays went to their 2-3 zone.
They kind of have. Memphis James, right wing, Caleb Quast. Now Bauer, his pass. Demarius just took it right away. Right to the rim, lays it in. Another turnover. Another thievery by Demarius Russell. Oh, my goodness, he's playing. 50-46. Russell's got 19. Caleb Quas chased by 4, and they are jacked. 10:25 to go in the ball game. Here's James. Now Bauer. He lost the basketball. Underneath, it was knocked away and stolen by Keaton. Keaton got in there and tipped it away from Kronbach. In the interior, wow.
Much more aggressiveness by the Jays.
The hands are flying. Here's Laird for 3. Whoa, no, way off the mark. And Thompson hustling for the rebound. Nope. On the rebound, the whistle blows, and I think they're going to call a foul on Waseca.
I think on Thompson, yep, going for that.
Yeah, he did. He ran over a guy to get the ball. I loved his effort, Coug, but
yep,
but you can't plow a guy over. But hey, I love the effort. 2 fouls on the Jays, 2 fouls on JWP, 2 fouls on Thompson. Jays by 4, 10 minutes to go. Bauer, the eighth grader, to Bauer. Now Memphis James. Free throw line, Kronbach back to Memphis. Nice head fake, three ball, no. And the rebound grabbed by Keaton. If he stays cold, Coog, that would be a big help.
Yeah, it would be a big help.
Demarius in the corner, Holscher three, no. Long rebound, Duran. Great effort. Duran will back up and reset. Now his pass to brother Demarius, right back to Duran. Duran will penetrate in the corner, nice catch, Keaton. Baseline, Robrand, bounce pass, Keaton. Keaton, Duran, three ball, no. Long rebound, Keaton, great work. Keaton to Duran, Duran to the rim, shot good. Wow, Coop, how about Duran Russell? He's got 13. And the Jays have come back with a fury. Pass in the interior, loose ball, and I think the Jays have it. They do. Keaton's got it. Coog, another turnover, and a foul in backcourt on Memphis James. How things have changed. A 180 flip on what's happened here tonight.
Isn't that four on Memphis James?
And that is four on Memphis James.
Wow,
Coog, that's
I didn't know that.
Four.
I didn't realize that.
I thought he had two of there. It's right on the board. I should be looking. 16 turnovers now on JWP. Jays' biggest lead of the night at six. Nope, take that back. They did lead by six earlier. In the corner, Demarius, three ball. No, long rebound, Robrand. Robrand and Demarius collide. Ball on the ground, and Duran's got it. Duran in the corner, three ball. Holscher got it. Zach Holscher with the three, and the Jays are on fire. 55-46, lead at nine. The pendulum has swung completely the other way. Here's Dalton Bauer, now Caleb Quast, Gavin Bauer. 18 on the shot clock, Quast, Bauer. A skip pass, cross court, Bauer. He'll go baseline, his shot, no good, got his own rebound. Back out to Quast, his shot, no good. Rebound, Kronbach, his shot blocked by Keaton. Wow, and then Keaton falls out of bounds, I think. Oh, what a great shot block by Laird Keaton, and they came down with the ball, but his feet were out of bounds, Coop. What an effort. 55-46, 7:57 remaining. A nine-point ball game, Jays with the lead. Bauer will get it in. Here's the other Bauer, a three ball, no. Rebound, Duran, wow. And the Jays, Coog, have turned the tide on the glass, too. Duran, nine-point lead in the ball. Duran on the wing. Demarius, a long three. No. Rebound. Holscher, what an effort. And a whistle blows.
Okay,
what
ball.
Happened?
Jump ball in the Jays' possession.
Coog, this effort has absolutely jacked up.
Yeah.
I'm just incredible.
Yeah, they're going to the boards hard. They're being aggressive on defense, and it really helps not having Mr. James out there to set up against the zone.
Yeah, and he's been really a non-factor, Coop.
No, he hasn't been big, but you know he can streak it.
Oh, like crazy. Demarius into Duran, nine-point lead, 7.5 to go. Duran steps through three defenders. Shot, good, foul. Wow.
And I know, Don, I know there's the Euro step nowadays, but I think that might have been an extra one with the Euro step.
That was the Italy.
Yeah. Italy Euro step.
Italy to Germany Euro. Yeah, there was a little bit of a Euro. 58-46 is Duran. Completes the three-point play, and the Jays Cougar on an 18-0 run. Skip pass in the corner. Here's Bauer, and Bauer travel.
No, they call the blocking foul on
blocking
that
foul, and it is imploding on the Bulldogs. Coog, this game was 46-40. Remember that?
And how long can Coach James go without not putting his kid back in?
He's got to.
It'll be out of control.
58-46, an 18-0 run. Would you believe it?
Wow.
Now Duran picks up the dribble. Duran, cross court to Demarius. Demarius to Thompson. Now Demarius. Russell in the corner. Thompson, he'll take a three and an air ball. Why,
Jake?
Why,
we
Jake?
Don't want you to take
That's
it.
Not the shot. Quickly up court comes Bauer. Cross court pass to Quast. Quast, his pass from Bauer, stolen by Demarius. Demarius, coast to coast, hands off to Duran, lays it in. Well, baby, bring it home, Russells. 60-46, Cougar, 20-0 run. Here comes Quast, a floater in the lane to stem the tide. The ball is tipped, and Thompson rips down the board. The Jays are absolutely crushing right now. 6.5 to go. 60-46 Blue Jays. Oh, folks, this game was 46-40. Now Demarius, corner, three, Holscher, no. Halfway down, Schleter will grab the rebound and outlet. Bauer with 6:10 remaining. Jays by 14. Hey, Coop, the Jays came back from 15. You don't put it past anybody.
Nope.
I mean, it can happen, so you got to just keep working. Bauer in the corner. Bauer, and the Jays are closing, Coop, much better. Bauer to Quast. 15 on a shot clock. Bauer, long three, and he got it. My goodness. Dalton Bauer, that one brought rain. And it's 60-49, timeout. Ooh. JWP, back in 30 seconds with Seeker Blue Jay Basketball.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
We're in Fairmont, and this one has been wild. The Bulldogs of JWP led by 15 in the first half, Coogan. The Jays couldn't do anything right.
Two different games.
Completely. I mean, they were turning it over, missing shots. They were just, nothing was happening. And then they started to close the gap at half. And here in the second half, they've just hung around, and then boom, they go on a 20-0 run. And they've got an 11-point lead.
And Memphis James is back in with four fouls.
Well, they know. He's going to have to carry them.
Yep.
5:52 to go. The Jays.
And here come the Bulldogs with a 2-2-1 court.
Here comes Duran. Duran, bounce pass to Thompson. Thompson, right back to Duran. Duran will work it across the timeline. Nicely done. Good press break. Demarius, 5:40 remaining. Jays by 11. Bounce pass to Thompson. Hands it to Duran.
Bulldogs are man-to-man, which is what Wasika wants.
Yep, here's Duran in the paint. Picks up the dribble back to Laird Keaton. Keaton on the wing. Demarius, 8 on the shot clock. Demarius, crossover. Demarius fell down and traveled. Oh, he's fouled. Oh, no, they call it travel. So, just what the Bulldogs needed, Coug, is they got back-to-back fruitless possessions for the Jays.
That was a forced shot that you don't need to have.
Here's Memphis James, and they got to keep an eye on him. Bauer, skip pass, cross court, ball is tipped, stolen by the Jays. Up court, Demarius, lays it in, James. Wow, what a pass from Duran to Demarius, and another turnover, Coop. They've got 10 in the half.
And credit that one to Jake Thompson. They set a double screen for James, and he broke through to deflect the ball.
13-point lead. Baseline Kronbach way out top Memphis James, and they close on him quick. Here's Bauer back to Quast. Quast, wow, there's a, how about that for a Euro?
That's a year and a half Euro, too.
Boy, we're getting some Euros cooking,
aren't we? Oh, my gosh.
4:41 remaining. Oh my goodness. Is James Harden playing tonight, Coops? Quast free throw is good.
That's the worst thing they ever did is made that legal, because now you go from 2 steps to about 4.5 steps and still don't get a travel ball.
And the lead back to 11. They'll inbound to Duran. Full court pressure. Thompson. Now picked up the dribble, finds Demarius. They got numbers. Demarius will go one-on-one. Left-hand layup good. Coug, if you give him one-on-one, he's going to kill you.
Every time.
He's got 23. 64-51. We're down to 4:20 to go. Can the Jays close this out? Dalton Bauer underneath. He finds Schleter. Shot blocked from behind by Thompson, but a foul is called.
That's all right. That's a good foul because he has a layup.
I agree. That's a good foul. How many left-handers do the Bulldogs have?
How many left-handed big men do you ever see?
That's just, yeah, you're right. You're Schleter. Free throw, good. You know, Coog, they should have a tremendous pitching staff, wouldn't you think? We got all these lefties. 64-52, 4:17 to go. Schleter missed it. Rebound Thompson. He'll outlet to Demarius. Up court to Duran. Thought about a three. Passed it up. Back to Demarius. 4:05 to go. Here's Onstead. Now Thompson. Back to Holscher. Jay's working a little bit of clock. Demarius, 19 on the shot clock. Back to Duran. Now Holscher will penetrate. And Holscher's going to be foul. Yep, they're going to call a kind of a reach in on, I think, Kronbach, and that'll be the sixth team foul on the Bulldogs. That's three on Kronbach. The Jays have four team fouls. They'll inbound to Demarius. 20 seconds on the shot clock as they reset it. 3:50 remaining. Demarius penetrates. Demarius stop back to Holscher. Now Demarius, 10 on the shot clock. Here's Onstead. Pull up. Trigger three. No. Rebound to Ron. Gets a man in the air and gets fouled as he goes back up. Oh, that was just terrific work. How many sophomores, Coog, will have the patience to let two guys fly by and go back up?
You know, and I really like the Jays taking a little time off the clock now.
I loved it.
They can do that and then get the ball to one of the Russells with 8 seconds left, and they can get a shot.
And Ron hits the free throw. By the way, the foul is on Schleter, his fourth. Duran Coog has 19. Demarius has 23. These two guys are a wrecking crew. That one's good. And the lead back to 14 with 3:35 to go. Bauer, Caleb Quast in the corner for Kronbach. Now Bauer, pass tip to Demarius, another steal. Here comes Russell to the glass. Good. Demarius Russell. He is a menace to Janesville society. Here's James with a pull-up shot. Floater, no good. He tried a baby hook rebound by the Jays. 68-52 with 3:10 to go. Jays in complete control now. Left wing Demarius in the corner for Robrand, who just checked back in, and Robrand is quickly fouled by the Bulldogs, Austin Quast. And that'll send Robrand to the line, who's not a great free throw shooter, Coog, only about 44%.
Yeah, you're right. If Janesville's going to play the fouling game now, that's the guy you'd want to foul.
Yep. So Robrand, missed it. Rebound tipped by Holscher. Last touch by the Bulldogs. Okay. 68-52. Jays up by 16 with 3 minutes to go. And Coog, the Knights of Lake Cristowalk Memorial just left the building. Do you think they have Demarius' number circled?
I think so.
Okay. Holscher, 2:55 to go. And you're right, Coog, just chew some clock. Even if you don't score, you chew some clock. Thompson, now Duran, 9 on the shot clock. He'll step back.
Now one of the Russells can go.
Now Duran, nice crossover pull up. 10 feet, shot, no good. Rebound grab by Kronbach. Kronbach quickly up court to Quast. Quast, his shot, no good. Rebound tip. Grabbed by the Bulldogs. Here's Memphis James for three. That no good. Quast the rebound. Memphis James sidesteps and travels. He was going to let a guy fly by Coogan. He traveled. He sidestepped and traveled, and that on the night is their 21st turnover. And we're down to 2:28, Coogan. We may be getting to the amount of time left. There's just not enough time. If the Jays can just run some clock here on each possession, there is not enough time. And Duran in the backcourt is fouled by Bauer. Duran with 20 points tonight, Coog. Demarius with 25. And what they have done to take this team and pull it up by the bootstraps and drag it to this point has been amazing, don't you think?
You bet. It was a completely different game the first half. Luckily, we made a little run to the end of that half to get within range.
Yep.
But boy, JWP dominated the first half.
And Duran is 4-for-4 at the line. He's got 21 now. That's 46 between the Russells.
For the Russells.
2:25 to go. Duran, it's just been tremendous. He got it again. Wow. How about the Jays? 70-52. The lead at 18. Bauer will fire a three, and that's an air ball. And the rebound grabbed by Duran. And Coop, you can start to make your Monday plans. There's Duran across the timeline, followed by James, and that will end his season. That'll be his fifth. And Coog.
And his career.
And his career, and a good one it was. A round of applause for this young kid, because Coog, he's one of the best pure shooters that you'll find.
And what a job by the Jays to hold him under double digits.
9 points. That is astonishing.
27 the first time we met.
Just astonishing. And here's Duran back at the line, and he knocks another one down. And Coog, he is a cool 6-for-6 at the free throw line, and he is only 2 points behind Big Brother. Man, that one's good. 72-52. Remember, the Jays trailed by 15 in the first half. They lead by 20. Quast, Bauer, Quast, three, no. Holscher the rebound, and the Jays can just kind of run this thing out now. What an absolute tremendous turnaround and gut check by your Blue Jays. Thompson back to Demarius, and he was unbelievable. Demarius to Onstead. Now Holscher, Jays by 20, a buck 38 to go. And who cares if you score?
No, a good movement there. Good movement. They're moving without the ball.
Just run the clock. That's all you want to do. Run the clock. Now down to 7 on the shot clock. Demarius, crossover, crossover, step back, 3. No, rebound Kronbach. Kronbach, pass picked off again by Demarius to Holscher, who lays it in. Oh, Demarius Russell, who are you? That is just ridiculous. And Coog, that has got to be 8 or 9 steals for Demarius Russell.
Yep.
And a timeout by the Jays back in 30 seconds. Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
Since the turn of the century, Federated Mutual Insurance Company and many of our employees have called Owatonna home. We work hand in hand with our neighbors through giving, volunteering, and focusing on community initiatives. We invest in this community because we love to see opportunities and advancements, such as the new high school and the downtown developments. We enjoy seeing the citizens of our great community continue to grow and thrive. And above all, we are proud to be part of Owatonna's rich history and all that Owatonna has to offer.
Well, with the basketball, the Jays' mass substitutions for Waseca: Caden Danner, Van Englenberg in the ballgame, Vots in the ballgame, 45 seconds to go. Jays by 22. And Coog, people are going to look at this score tomorrow and go, oh, well.
What a blowout.
Waseca really did a nice job and dominated. No, that is not the case tonight. Here's Vots, a three. That no good. And the rebound taken down by Bauer. 27 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. They'll fire up a three. That no good. And Vanglenberg will rip down the rebound. And the Jays are just going to bring it across half court. And that will finish this ball game. Wow. What we saw transpire tonight was absolutely stunning. As you put it so aptly, Coog, we saw two different basketball games in the same game. Jays moving on to a subsection final with an unbelievable comeback victory, 74-52. We'll take a break. Post game coming up back in 3 minutes. Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Extreme, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. And now we're leading the way in bringing you one of the nation's first 10G platforms and blazing new paths to bring fast internet even further with the launch of Mediacom Bolt. You want internet that can't be beat? Call 844-4FASTER and talk to the Extreme team today.
At Landmark Real Estate in Waseca, Molly Erdman and John O'Neill know the area like the back of their hands. Once a Blue Jay, always a Blue Jay. They're here to help you through the closing process, whether it's your first home or your forever home. They will do what it takes to get the best deal for you. Find them at LandmarkMinnesota.com and in Waseca just off Elm Avenue. They're ready to be your realtors from a fresh start to forever.
Go Jays!
Snap Fitness in Waseca is proud to sponsor the Waseca Sports Broadcast on Crew. They're one of the largest locally owned and operated gyms in southern Minnesota with a wide variety of equipment, workout options, and in-person and online personal training. All memberships are month-to-month, no contract required. Coach Volkman and Coach Janicki would love to get you started on your fitness journey. Find them at 122 Elm Avenue East or email waseca@snapfitness.com to schedule a tour. Go Big Blue! An old service station, over 5,000 square feet, fully furnished. No, this is not a real estate listing. This is past and present antiques and gifts in Waseca. Come and see the gift shop in the front rooms and the antique mall in back. From furniture to silk floral, primitives to candles, accessories, gourmet foods, glassware, and linens, they have a little bit of everything you'll want to help make your home your happy place. Find them at 1101 North State Street and go Jays!
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
This is Mike Demmel at Demmel Ford Lincoln in Waseca, and we are proud to support Waseca Blue Jay Athletics. Demmel Ford Lincoln and DemmelFord.com are where you can always find the area's best selection of new Ford vehicles, new Lincoln vehicles, the nicest pre-owned vehicles, and service specials. Demmel Ford Lincoln wants to congratulate and say thanks to all of the coaches, athletes, teachers, and their families who help make our Blue Jays the best. Go Jays!
Well, we're back in Fairmont. A stunning victory for your Blue Jays, 74-52 over JWP, considering the Jays trailed by 15 in the first half. What a turnaround and a gutty effort by your Jays. Let's run through the scoring. The Russells combined for 49. Demarius at 25. Duran at 24. 7 for Laird Keaton. 3 for Carson Onstad. Holscher with 13 tonight and 2 for Jake Thompson. Jays were 14 of 35 in the second half, 40%, 26 of 61 overall, 42%. They were 10 of 11 from the free throw line. They turned it over 15 times. JWP, Coug, to say they were stymied in the second half is an understatement. Here's the scoring breakdown. Caleb Quast with 12, 8 for Kronbach, 9 for Memphis James, 9 for Dalton Bauer. 7 for Gavin Bauer, 2 for Landon Johnson, 8 for Kronbach, 3 for Colton Schleter, and 2 for Austin Quast. The Bulldogs, Coug, in the half were 5 of 24, 21%. They were 19 of 52 overall, 36%. They were 8-11 from the free throw line, but they turned it over 22 times. And I think Demarius had to have had 8 steals on the night. He was unbelievable. The Jays outscored them 44-16 in the second half for a 22-point win. Coop.
Well, not only with the scoring, but the rebounding picked up in the second half. Waseca out-rebounded JWP 20-13 in the second half.
Wow.
To finish with a 35-28 advantage tonight. 14 offensive, 21 defensive for the Jays. 10 offensive, 18 defensive for JWP. And Deron Russell, we thought he was good offensively. 13 rebounds tonight to lead the Jays on the board.
Double-double.
7 for Jacob Thompson, 5 for Laird Keaton, 4 for Andrew Robrand, 2 for Logan Heyer and Zach Holscher, 1 apiece for Ethan Hiller and Demarius Russell. 35-28, Waseca wins the boards.
So the Jays go to 18-10 on the year. The Bulldogs finish up 22-7, and hats off to JWP, Coug. Heck of a year.
Heck of a year,
yep. By Nick James and that crew. Really, really good job. So now.
I motioned the coach to come over and talk.
So now, let's get our coach over. He's even going to bring some help. Let's get the headset passed over.
I don't know which one to give the headset to which one's talking.
I don't know. We'll try the big one before we get to the little one. Well, coach, as... You know, we're in the first half. We're down by 15, and everything was going wrong. Everything. You couldn't complete a pass. You couldn't hit a shot. And then you did just enough to get back into it. And then in that second half, it was just an avalanche, and JWP was at the bottom of the hill. What changed?
Well, I think the best thing that happened, and Coach Wendland is one of the best football minds there is out there. He did a great job by having Demarius as a receiver, not a quarterback, because he threw seven interceptions in the first half.
But he had eight of his own.
And he had a lot of turnovers tonight. But you know what? The Russell boys were dominant in
Ridiculous.
The second half.
Ridiculous.
And anytime they play like that, it gives us a really good opportunity to win.
Yeah.
I thought a couple big plays that took place in the first half that kind of got our feet wet, because you could tell as soon as the momentum shifted and JWP got the momentum, I mean, it was an avalanche there for a while. And in a playoff game, that avalanche, it just feels bigger and bigger and bigger, and they always talk about it snowballing, right?
Yeah, you're right.
And I thought Jacob Thompson with a rebound putback, and then we had another hustle play that led to a layup.
Yeah.
I thought it was the hustle plays, not the X's and O's, that really got our footing back at the end of the first half there. And that's just kids working hard.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, and the turnovers bear it out. I think you forced 13 turnovers in the second half, and I think Demarius, he was picking off passes left and right. It was you can't come back, Seth, from a big double-digit deficit without it starting on the defensive end. And you forced, I think, about three or four turnovers in a row, and you had, you got some rebounds, and they had some misses. And it was just a tremendous, tremendous effort. And you put it right, I think you hit it right on the head. To me, it was effort. The effort just didn't seem to be there the first 10 minutes of this game, and then, boom, it shifted.
I was really impressed with how disciplined we were defensively in the 2-3. We kind of talked about responsibilities, about how JWP was attacking it, and I thought our guys, we missed a lot of switch-offs between our top two guys and our two bottom guys in the 2-3. They very rarely had a miss, and you saw it. That's why there were so many turnovers. We just never missed a responsibility in the second half, and that's what it takes in these games. You can't always shoot well.
You're right.
You know, the ball's not always going to bounce your way, but if you're in the right spot at the right time, things usually seem to work out, and they were working out, and I love the way we rebounded the ball in the second half. We gave ourselves a lot of opportunities on the offensive end, and there was a lot of one-and-done tough shots for JWP, and that snowballed in itself where, you know, I think at one point they started shooting threes like 4 feet behind the line, and as soon as teams start doing that, you know you kind of got them right where you want them.
Absolutely, and it's, the term I use a lot, it's poise under pressure. Who's got it? And you had it. And now you're really going to need it, because you take on a team that is, I watched them, and they put on a ball movement display like no team I've seen this year, Seth. So you cannot start out like you did tonight against that team, because they'll leave you in the dirt. So this is going to be a tough, this is really going to be a tough matchup.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Lake Crystal's kind of been, you know, the team that's been ranked and kind of the favorite in our section all year. And, they're really good. And, you know, they gave us a lot of issues. They held us to 26% shooting the first time we played.
Yeah.
They gave us a lot of issues. And, you know, there's a reason why they're the number one seed in our subsection. They went out and they've earned it so far this year. But you know what? Anytime we play our best basketball, we've been able to play with everybody that's been on our schedule so far this year.
Yes.
And, you know, we've kind of been looking forward to having another chance at Lake Crystal. And, you know, going into it, for sure, they're the favorites. But if we can play like we did in the second half here tonight and find some poise and find some ways to win some of those loose balls and rebounds, and that'll give ourselves a chance. And anytime you have a puncher's chance, we like our chance with the Blue Jays here.
Seth, heck of a job tonight, my friend.
I appreciate
Great
it.
Work.
Appreciate
and we'll see you on Monday night.
All right, go Blue Jays.
There he is. Head coach Seth Anderson as we get set for Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. It's at 8 o'clock at Taylor Center Monday night. Coug, you and I will hopefully hit the airwaves about 7:45 from over there. But I'm still shaking my head from what I saw tonight. But the guys showed just tremendous grit and tremendous poise. And now you got the big, big mountain in front of you.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They're going to face a really good Lake Crystal team. I think they start five seniors.
Yeah.
And they bring in two sophomores off the bench and pretty much go with the seven when it's close. So Waseca's about the same, seven or eight men. So Yeah, I think you really worded it well, Don. They can't have a start like they did tonight against a team like Lake Crystal because they just pull away and bury you with the fundamentals. I don't think you'll get that amount of turnovers against Lake Crystal that you forced tonight against JWP. But what was really fun is we're a man-to-man team all the way, and we switched to a 2-3 zone, and that did the job.
Yes.
JWP was best when they were in a 1-3-1 zone causing us problems the first half. So you never know. It's high school kids, and you don't know how they're going to shoot and how they're going to react. And we just showed tonight how a game can change from one half to the next half.
Oh, it was an absolute blast sitting here tonight. Went from the ultimate frustration to the ultimate elation. And off we go to Monday night at Taylor Center with a chance. That's all you ask for, Cougars, a chance. We got Lake Crystal Walk Memorial Monday night about 7:45, the pregame from Taylor Center.
Well, Don, you know that the concessions won't be quite as good, but the seats will be a lot better.
Well, these are pretty good. These are pretty good. Hey, want to pass some thank yous. Jake, unbelievable engineering job yet again, an engineering marvel. Don't forget to patronize those sports boosters. They are the absolute best. We appreciate them so much. Of course, Dale Kuyath, best color guy in the business, and thanks to you for tuning in here on Crew 92.1 FM and Crew92.com. By the way, you can listen back to any one of these broadcasts on Crew92.com. I want to thank all of you for tuning in tonight. It was a roller coaster, but the Jays have brought it home, and we're playing Monday night. For Dale Kuyath, I'm Don White. Have a good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Waseca Blue Jay Basketball on Crew Country 92.1 FM. Brought to you by Federated Insurance, Ameriprise Financial, Demel Ford, Mediacom, Landmark Real Estate, iWealth Investment Centers, Snap Fitness, Haston Present Antiques, and Remax Masters. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming here on Crew Country 92.1 FM.